This is KNKX News. I'm Ed Ronco. When the musical Rent premiered in 1996, the AIDS epidemic was just starting to ebb, and New York City was rapidly gentrifying. And theatergoers saw it all play out on stage. The 20th anniversary tour of the popular show continues 3 years after it launched. It's in Tacoma tonight and tomorrow for two shows at the Pantages Theater. Earlier this week, I reached cast member Kelsey Swaggart by phone as the tour was leaving Vancouver, B.C., and I asked her to describe her character.
Maureen is a performance artist, and she has been for a long time in a relationship with the protagonist, basically. His name is Mark. He's the narrator of the story, and two of them have been in a relationship for a very long time. And sort of before the action of the show begins, Maureen dumps Mark for Joanne. Maureen is now very much in love with a woman and is exploring her sexuality through her relationship with Joanne.
When the show came out 23 years ago now, there were maybe some different attitudes about that, and that was perhaps comedy. Mm-hmm. For the first audiences for the show. And I wonder if audiences today are just like, oh, well, you know, okay.
It still gets a laugh, but I understand what you mean. I mean, there was a lot of Rent put things on stage that had never really been on stage before. You know, we have, first of all, an interracial lesbian couple in a musical, but it's still a fun story to tell. And it's, you know, we get a fun dynamic on stage, the three of us, the Mark, Joanne, and I, we have a lot of fun.
When Rent debuted, a lot of attention was paid to its stories about living with AIDS. And, you know, at the time it came out, we were sort of just starting to come out of the height of the epidemic. There were improvements in care for HIV and AIDS. The number of cases that same year in 1996 declined for the first time. And today, of course, it's a manageable virus. It's still a serious thing, but there are mm-hmm. conversations about a cure now that are serious, not just dreams. And I wonder if that yeah. changes the way that part of the story is received by audiences today versus maybe when it first came out.
I think it might depend on the audience member specifically and what they've lived through, how old they are, if they were alive for part of the epidemic or all of it. I was born in the 90s, so I remember growing up hearing about this, you know, this thing, but I didn't watch it happen per se. But yeah, I mean, it's a generational thing because we have lots of families, lots of parents who said, are telling us at the stage door when they meet us after, they say, you know, I saw the show in New York 20 years ago and it changed my life. I love it. And now I have, you know, a daughter who's this age and a son who's this age, and I just had to bring them and show and share with them what meant so much to me.
You know, another big theme of the show is gentrification, especially around your character's story. Maureen spends mm-hmm. part of the show protesting the loss of an artist space to developers. I feel like a lot of people in Western Washington and maybe other places you've been on tour can really relate to that storyline.
Yes, she's losing her performance space, but their friend, their ex-friend, basically, who has sort of turned his back on them a little bit. His name is Benny. They used to be roommates. They used to be best friends, and he bought the building that they lived in. And not only is he shutting the performance space down, but he's shutting the lot down entirely where a tent city has popped up. These homeless people in New York City have found a home of their own, and they can't have that even anymore.
What do you hope audiences come away with?
Well, one of our favorite things to say as a cast, there's a big theme in the show. We only have now. We only have this. Tomorrow is not promised, no matter who you are, no matter where you come from or what you're living with. And the last lyric of the show that we all get to sing as a company is "No day but today." So I really hope that audiences take away that mantra and live for today to love and cherish those people and things that are around you. No other
Kelsey Swaggart, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Kelsey Swaggart plays Maureen in the North American tour of Rent, which is on stage tonight and tomorrow at the Pantages Theater in Tacoma.